With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Private school students could receive more educational services from public school districts as $41 million in aid comes into Montana under the Federal CARES Act. A technical change in how money flows into the state means public schools must spend a greater percentage of relief dollars on non-public school students. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton explains.
CARES Act relief dollars destined for public schools will be distributed through the same system used to send federal money to low-income districts participating in a program known as Title I. That funding is based on the number of low-income students within district boundaries, no matter if students attend public, private, or homeschool. Under the program, some of that money must be used to provide educational services such as tutoring support and additional class offerings to low-income students in non-public schools. The U.S. Department of Education put out guidance last week explaining a different calculation for CARES Act dollars is being used to determine how much districts will be required to spend on those services. Montana Office of Public Instruction spokesperson Dylan Klapmeyer explains that calculation will be based on total student enrollment in non-public schools rather than the number of low-income students.
So that would result in a larger percentage of equitable services that the school district, the public school district, has to provide to non-public students in their district.
How much more will depend not just on non-public student numbers, but how many non-public schools opt in to receive services. OPI has told districts to crunch those new spending totals over the next 2 weeks. Public education advocates at the state and federal level are questioning Education Secretary Betsy DeVos's interpretation of the CARES Act. School Administrators of Montana Executive Director Kirk Miller.
I think the question is whether the secretary's interpretation and the advice that was guidance that was given to states is actually the intention of Congress to distribute the funds in that way.
Miller says some states are holding out on distributing CARES Act funding until the question is settled, but OPI plans to move ahead under the current guidance from federal education officials. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.